Well, the Fair Work Commission has moved to increase the national minimum wage today. The 3% increase will see around 2 million workers earn an extra $21.60 a week. It's lower than last year's 3.5% increase and takes the minimum wage to $740.80 a week, or $19.49 an hour. It's more than employers would have liked. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industries warned the 3% increase will impact on small businesses and put jobs at risk. But unions still say it doesn't go far enough. The ACTU's Liam O'Brien says workers deserve more.
It's not right that in a country as wealthy as ours, that working people, and let's not forget, this is 2.2 million people who rely upon award wages, that many of them will be living in relative poverty.
Economist Jim Stanford is the director of the Centre for Future Work. I asked him if low-wage workers are effectively living in poverty.
They absolutely are. There's no doubt that wages in Australia, especially at the lower end of the labour market, are not enough to pay for the basic necessities of life. And what's more, in the last several years, since about 2012 or 2013, wages have been growing at the slowest rate since the Second World War. So it's a terrible problem in the world of wages, and I believe the Fair Work Commission should have done more with its announcement today.
Once again, it is attempted to strike a balance, to walk down the middle of the recommendations, if you like. What about the other side of the argument, that increased wages might hurt small businesses, forcing them to lay off workers? Is that a legitimate concern?
Well, the irony is, you hear that argument the most from small retail shops and cafes and restaurants, and those are the businesses that depend the most on consumers having money in their wallets to spend on that stuff. There's no other sector of the economy that's more directly dependent on workers' purchasing power than the retail and hospitality industry. Yet, ironically, it's their lobbyists who were calling for zero increase in the minimum wage. I think they're shooting themselves in their own foot with that argument. There's nothing that gets the economy going better than people having money to spend.
We have heard it in the past, as you say. Is there any concrete evidence of that actually happening, of people being laid off in large numbers?
No, there isn't. In fact, there's abundant evidence both in Australia and internationally that steady, consistent increases in the minimum wage do not undermine employment. They've found very small relationship. In fact, if anything, you may see a positive impact on employment from a higher minimum wage precisely because you're boosting consumer spending power, and consumer spending, after all, is half of our total GDP. So it's a crucial engine for economic growth to put money in people's pockets.
Employers in those sectors like retail and hospitality you mentioned might express dismay, but I guess the election result meant that those reductions in penalty rates will stay. So should they be too upset?
You know, the retail and hospitality employers promised that if their penalty rates for Sundays and holidays were cut, they would hire thousands of new workers. Well, we've got 2 years of evidence now, and it's absolutely a false promise. In fact, the retail sector in particular has been one of the worst parts of Australia's whole economy in terms of job creation. And even industry lobbyists are acknowledging the penalty cuts didn't create any new work at all. So it's a pretty hollow victory. The new government is going to go ahead with those cuts. It just means a little bit less spending power in an economy that's already weak.
This decision does have flow-on effects for people on awards as well. How much of an impact might this increase have on low-paid workers? Is it much help?
Oh, it certainly will help, but it isn't enough. About almost one in four Australian employees depends directly or indirectly on this decision today. Of course, the number of people who work for the bare minimum is relatively small, but all of the awards rates are set in relation to that minimum. So you've really seen about one in four Australians today get a 3% pay raise. And as I mentioned, that's not enough. On the other hand, it's much better than you're seeing for non-award workers. If you strip out the impact of the minimum wage changes, other wages in the economy are growing even worse at under 2% a year. So that's why this minimum wage decision is so important. And this will help, but they really could have done much better.
The increase might be lower this year in part because the Commission argued that coming tax cuts will also help boost people's take-home pay. Is that fair?
I don't think that argument holds water at all. First of all, the tax cuts that the new government has announced are relatively trivial compared to the annual income of workers. Secondly, if you're giving up, if your taxes are being cut, you're going to pay for it indirectly because government is going to reduce the services and income support the taxes pay for. So on a net basis, there's no way that you can argue that tax cuts are somehow going to offset the impact of lower wages. Ultimately, we do need strong annual wage growth to lift our standard of living. Tax cuts can never replace those.
But you don't buy the argument that it also has to rest with employers' capacity to pay.
I think employers have a strong capacity to pay. Profit share as a proportion of GDP in Australia is near record levels. The companies that are receiving these profits, unfortunately, are not reinvesting them by and large. We've seen very weak investment results. In fact, today, the Australian Bureau of Statistics reported another decline in business investment. So I think we're much better to try and channel that money to the people who spend it, and that is low-income workers. They spend virtually every penny that they receive, and that makes it an especially powerful stimulus for the economy.
That's Dr. Jim Stanford, the Director of the Centre for Future Work at the Australia Institute.